Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Welcome everyone.
Second problem. There we go. Sorry, tardiness. Second time. And I got the time on my phone. I couldn't get the time because for some reason my phone is messed up now. So I can't do anything with my phone. It froze. I don't know how the hell that happened. We're here. Get this show started. Appreciate you as always rocking with us on 16 Road. Even without technical difficulties we be having. So, I wanted to talk about, I can't even talk about what I want to talk about because I can't pull up. Well, I can't put the info that I had saved to talk about what's going on. But there's one thing I want to talk about, and I would love for everybody's opinion on this. You know, so if you want to join the conversation, you can call 847-356 or 2-439-424-2439-617. That's the numbers you can call to join in the conversation. This first one I'm going to talk about is a young man on social media who said that one of his friends, her best friend, birthday dinner. Now, they don't know the girl whose birthday it was. He got invited to her birthday dinner. So because of her, he went and he got her little gift. And, you know, they went to the dinner. And, you know, everybody's sitting. He leaves and goes to the bathroom. He stops the waiter or waitress that was at their table and pays his and gives it. So when he comes back from the bathroom, he's looking at his friend, saying to her, for her to bill and cash her the money to cover the bill. And his friend ain't saying, she's like quiet. She's not, but they saying, you know, we'll cash you the money, whatever. You pay the card. So later, a waitress at the table gave them the bill. They looked at it, saw what it was, and that's what you say. Oh, put it on your card. We'll divvy it that way. So, she ain't saying nothing, so they still trying to figure out how they going to pay the bill. So, the waitress waited, they leave, they come back, and the waitress said he already paid his bill. And everybody looked at him like, but his friend looked at him and was like, what? You supposed to contribute? Like, what are you doing? You supposed to contribute? contribute to the bill. He paid his portion. Friend was mad at him. So he leaves. They exchange, him and the friend exchange texts, and she was pissed off. He said to her, you know who I am, and she knew how he was. They're friends. But she's still mad at him that he didn't contribute to the bill. Even though he already paid his portion. They didn't have no established what is going to happen once the bill comes. He said, oh, Keisha, you want your bill, you want to cash out the money to cover the bill. No one said that before everybody started ordering. Everybody just started ordering. And see, you assume that this person is going to use their card to pay for everybody. If that was my group of friends, I'm only person covering is the birthday girl. That's how I feel. The only person whose meals I need to cover is mine, the birthday girl. I'm not covering nobody else's. I didn't invite you out to the birthday dinner. The birthday girl invited you. So why do I have to cover your meals? You ordering pasta like you got it like that. But at the end, I'm supposed to be stuck paying the bill. No. I don't have it like that just like you ain't got it like that. I'm ordering nothing on the menu I can't afford. If I can't afford it, I don't order the menu. See, this is what I'm thinking. And for those of you who have joined me on the line, you can chime in if you agree with me. People go out, right? Say it doesn't have to be a birthday dinner, but just out and have people, because everybody's chipping in, they can order whatever they want because is chipping in. So the bill comes out to, let's say, $150. Depending on how many people it is, if you split the $50 divided by whatever the people there, by putting whatever the amount in, is going to cover. And it never comes because you got the tip. And depending on what restaurant you go to, some restaurants are already adding the gratuity, meaning the tip already, in your bill. So you may order shrimp and lobster, and everybody order what they order. They already added the gratuity to the bill, so you don't worry about leaving the tip because they're added to your bill, and that's why you're so high. I'm listening to the guy's story, and last week I shared a similar story where the man and his wife went out for birthday dinner from his friend, and she called some other friends of theirs to come to the birthday dinner. When the payment was $700, and everybody at that table besides the wife looked at him, like, he's supposed to cover the whole bill. He said, no, I'm only covering my wife's meal, my meal, and the birthday girl. The birthday girl was pissed because nobody was trying to pay the bill. She was upset. She left. She's sitting at the head. There's a girl sitting next to her on, I would say, her right side. And then there was three other girls on the left side. The husband went to the friend that was sitting on the right side and the wife. And they going back. And the other girl was like, you're the only man at this. One girl said to him, you're the only man at this you should be paying the bill. And wife jumped in and said, when you get a husband, he said, no, I'm not paying. I'm only paying for my wife, myself, the birthday. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. The birthday son left with a friend. They didn't pay their portion. The other girl is still table arguing with this lady's husband. He said, I did not invite you. They said, you invited us. He said, I didn't invite you. Which the wife invited them. So when you think about it, the wife, if it was going to be covered, if their portion of the meal was going to be covered, then the wife should pay. He didn't have to pay because he's the only man at the table. No one said in the beginning who's going to pay what if we're paying the whole thing. No one said anything. These women assumed this man, because he's the man at the table, he's supposed to cover the whole bill. No. I can't. I put myself in his shoes. Like, I came with my wife to enjoy dinner with her because it's her birthday. I don't know you other three women. I'm a cover the birthday girl. I'm seeing a lot of stories like this lately. There's a lady on TikTok shared a video. She saw the guy's video and she said, I have a similar story. She said, I got invited to the birthday dinner. And I guess her friend whose birthday it is said what restaurant they were going to. They went to a Korean restaurant. And, he looked it up. This restaurant had a coupon, like a 2-for-1 coupon. And she used that. Her limit to spend was $50. And this coupon, like buy one, get one free type thing, that 50 would have covered meal and the birthday meal. And she was, she had 50. Some other friends came. They stuck her with the bill. She said the bill, I think, was 150. She said the bill was 150, and they made her pay it. She didn't have it. And they was looking at her to pay it, and she said, she lived in a nice house with a friend, and I guess because she lives in a nice house with a friend, they assume she got money. You can't assume that about people. You can't assume just because a person lives in a nice place that they have money. No, it could be that house could have been passed down to her through a relative. And it's cut. You understand? It could have been passed down to her through a relative. It's like $150. I expect her to pay it. And she said all it was order what she was going to order. And she had order. They have no drinks or nothing. And everybody else is just ordering what they order, having drinks. And she got to be. But the was so-called her friend really wasn't her friend, because like she said, because she lived with a friend, lived in this nice house, she assumed she got money, she can pay for it. She, this person, the birthday girl, was doing that, even though she didn't. And these three it's like they have the same thing. Everybody's assuming that these people got money like that, and they just gonna just pay, be like, okay, I got it. No. I am not Jay-Z. I am not Beyonce. I cannot afford to pay your meal, my meal, and everybody else's at the table. I know when they say, you know, if you are a person not in business, that you can, you know, use it, write it off as a tax write-off. Say this is then off as a tax write-off. So, until that happened, like last stories happened last year. So taxes ain't down. So all that money, I'll be out of all that. No. That's crazy that people assume that you, because you are at a birthday, assume you're going to pay everybody. No. Is when you have a birthday dinner, you're the person deciding the restaurant, it's your birthday, you're deciding the restaurant, you need to establish stuff before y'all go to the restaurant. You need to establish before y'all go to, establish some rules before y'all go to the restaurant that you choose as a birthday dinner, for your birthday dinner, people coming in, all stuff you know they can't afford, and they can't afford it, but because it's your birthday dinner, and they figure, well, if I get this, and everybody, we gonna split it to cover the bill, I think I could get a little bit more than what I plan spending. So, on the restaurant, no. Because just think about it. A drink, most drinks used to be starting at $5. Alcoholic drinks, you know, starting at $5. Because of the way these prices are, I'm sure they're no longer $5 anymore. Starting at $5 anymore. So just think of a $5 drink because of inflation. Let's say went. Let's say, so now this $5 drink is $7. You done had two of them, so that's $14 right there. And then you order whatever you like you want to eat. And some people have expensive taste and ordering shrimp and lobster, knowing they ain't got shrimp and lobster money. But because it's a group thing, and it's a friend's birthday dinner or their birthday, even if you're the birthday person and people, you know, people are going to treat you for your birthday, you should not ask shishi fufu, meaning getting the shrimp and lobster just because it's your birthday and somebody is going to pay you a bill. Everybody don't have it like that to where they'll be okay with you ordering shrimp and lobster. And everybody's not going to be okay with that. When my birthday passed, my sister asked me, she said, what do you want for dinner? So you don't have to cook on your birthday. What do you want for dinner? I wanted some food, and that's what I got. And we ordered in and had it delivered. Instead of going to a restaurant, we ordered it in. And I know because ordering chicken, so it's a combo, chicken rice, you get the sweet plantains with it. I like chicharrón. So chicharrón is like the fried pork chop. That's chicharrón. I like that. So we got that. We got the chicken rice combo. We got the chicharrón combo. And anything else extra, there's a lot of us that was going to be eating my birthday. But this is my birthday, so I pick up what we're going to eat. and my sister all paid for it. But I didn't do nothing that extravagant that's going to cost an arm and a leg to pay for it. You know what I mean? I didn't do nothing extravagant. Because when you go to any restaurant for chicken and rice is not that expensive. Unless you're doing like a whole steak or a whole chicken. Then, you know, and that's still really, a whole chicken still really not expensive. But yeah. Well, but one with the $700 bill, I'm like, why are you expecting this lady having to pay? Because I got invited. You was invited by the wife. He didn't call you and say, he's having a birthday dinner for so-and-so, and I'm paying for everything. He didn't establish that, nor did when you talk to the wife that invited you, did she establish that. So you can't assume that when you go up to birthday dinner or dinner at a group that you can order one and it's going to be covered by somebody at the table. Now, some decide they want to cover with because they want to play like they the big brother. And when they ain't got it, that's dumb to me. That's dumb to act like you a big brother knowing you ain't got the one to cover the bill. In that, order out of their means, meaning they can't afford it, but they're going to order it anyway because they're paying for it. That when they know is they're not the one paying for it, they try to order out of things. If I say to you, well, I'm inviting you, you don't worry, it's on me, that don't mean that you can order the shrimp and lobster on the menu because you're not paying for it. No, you order something reasonable that you know you would eat. You was ordering if you was taking yourself out to the same restaurant. Just because somebody they cover the bill means you get the whatever you want. Because you know if you was in that position that you'd be telling them don't order nothing expensive. Yep. So yeah. Enough about that. But here, I'm changing the topic to something not just. This one, I saw the cat on YouTube. Somebody was doing a YouTube video on it. For those who, I know some of y'all may know some not know who DJ Academics is, but he's a DJ. I think he's from New York City. New York City, and he was messing around with this girl, right? You know, they had, you know, they had their friend, and his friend's there. And
I guess
he's assuming she's a chick that sleep with anybody. I guess he's assuming that in his mind. But this girl that he was with said she was by him and his friends. And she put that out there on social media. And I think he responded. So, he responded back, but I can't remember what responsible, but like I said, someone did. I saw a YouTube video about it, and the caption of the video said, I think I can remember the caption said, I let my friends, that he let his friends gang rape this girl and he did not.
That's ridiculous.
And did
that is ridiculous. Heartthrob from the 80s. How's it going?
I'm going fine, but I'm here I'm here talking about a serious topic. Let me finish.
All right.
Like I said, the captain said, I let my friends gang rape her, and I did nothing. I don't care. Where how you met this girl? You decided to get to know this girl, and y'all got to know each other, and y'all wind up sleeping with each other. But for you as a man, to let your friends, Bob, background noise, while For you as a man, let your friend gang rape this girl and do nothing, so you don't care. It doesn't matter if she's a girlfriend or not. It doesn't matter if she's a girlfriend or not. That happened. Using accessory to the crime. So not only do your friends get prosecuted, you will, because she put it out there. She said you and your friend. Caption said that he let his friends do it and he did nothing. And you have to think about that. What if that was your mother? What if that was your sister, or aunt, or cousin? You tell me you would let that happen to a family member? Even if this girl is a family member, somebody probably met social media, or, you know, being out and about, you still and all, you let it happen. And stuff like this is traumatizing. Stuff like this is traumatizing. Every time a person sees you, it's going to, that's all, every time they see you, see a picture, see you in person, that's all they're going to be thinking about. Like, they're going to say, oh, she needs proof to prove that this happened. Because some people do lie and say stuff like that happened to them because they're mad at the person claiming has done it. And so Heartthrob in the 80s, you think about what I'm saying.
I think it's a sick story. I don't like it. I don't like it. You know, Heartthrob from the 80s, women were just crazy about me. You know, they took my clothes, they took my shoes, my shirts. All right, they took everything, but, you know, they loved me. I never, never get anything crazy like that. And that's just ridiculous for them to do something like that. Heartthrob from the 80s, never. You know, that's just sick right there. And, you know, every time I come on this show, you go crazy when I come on here. So I can understand. Yes. I'm here, Heartthrob from the 80s. You see how you're acting right now? That's how it was every time I walked down the street. Every time I walked down the street, they went crazy. Just like you're going right now.
I'm not going crazy.
Well,
and like I was,
it's okay. It's okay.
But,
do you know how blessed you are to be hosting a show with me? heartthrob from the 80s?
Let me get back to the topic. Let's get your opinion. Let me get to the topic.
I love you all.
For any man to let this happen, something's wrong with you in the head. For real.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Your friend raped some that came to see you, and I'm sure she said your friend. She came to see you, so that was gonna, if she wanted to happen, it was bound to happen. But your friend raped her, do nothing.
That is crazy.
And being sexually assaulted don't just happen to women, it happens to men too. But when men say they are sexually assaulted, some people as it being like they're telling the joke. It's funny to that here you are, a man, because you were sexually assaulted, and you do nothing. But most of the time, the person who's being sexually assaulted, man is sexually assaulted by a woman. So him as a man can't put his hand on a woman. And a lot of times it happens when they're young, not when they're grown, when they're young. There are men who have said, you know, when they ask a question when they lost virginity, and they say at a young age, that they lost their virginity at a young age, older woman. No, that's a sexual assault. She's a sexual predator. Because she's older than you, she knows better than she can be having sex with a minor. And usually the person said, oh, she was my babysitter. Oh, she was a friend of the family. No, she's older than you. She knows better that she shouldn't be having sex with no underage. A teacher just got arrested. I think it happened in Florida where she got caught for having sex with a student in the classroom. Now, the student had his friend bogart the door to be guards at the door so that they came. They were not known about what they were doing, but they were having sex in the classroom. And I think when the story came out, and that said they, when the parents were told, the father didn't really say nothing. Because a lot of fathers think it's your honor that they had sex with an old woman. Look at Boosie said in the interview that he paid for his son and his nephew to have the little wiener by a grown woman. He paid for them to have little fingers sucked by a grown woman. Now, that's not a bad honor. That's not something to brag about, to say when I was 10 or when I was 12, I got my thing sucked by a grown woman. That is not a badge of honor. That is you being molested by an older person. But if Boosie had all girls and didn't have any sons, he wouldn't do that with his sister. Like, I don't get, like, you think that's a honor, but if all girls and you didn't have no boys, you wouldn't be doing that. Wouldn't be paying for a man to have sex with your daughters. You wouldn't do it, so why are you doing it to your son, nephew? Woman. And I think he took them to one of them whorehouse or something. He took them. He took them somewhere and they, to have it done. And it's like, as a grown woman, and you know these are young boys, I don't care how much money he was paying to have it done. As a grown woman, you should have said no. They're not old enough. Old enough. But because I think they said they were, the woman was a prostitute, whatever, still in all, even if prostitution is your profession, still in all, these are young men. These are not grown men. These are young men. You understand? The, you know, that out news through social media, actually from news, it's like, what is this world coming to? Because, you know, see, in, you know, he was in news because he walked out on Color Purple at the part where Suge and Seeley kissed. And he said he didn't want his young daughter to see that. But people were making points to him that I don't think he, that because he tried to say they promoting I guess the gay agenda, they're promoting that in the movie. That's not what the movie's about. That's one scene in the movie. It was, you know, people say that you walk at that part, you walk out on the part where I missed it with cheating Seeley out in the beginning. You remember in the beginning she was waiting, was her actual father or was he the stepfather? You know, Seeley was brutally raped him in the beginning, and all that she has a baby, and then he tried to, and the father tried to molest Nettie, got away, and she ran away and never came back. But Seeley was stuck, and then told Seeley to Mister, even though Mister didn't want Seeley, he wanted Nettie. He told him, no, you can't have Nettie. I'm Seeley, for Mr. wind up marrying this young girl, Seeley. For him, with raising his kids, and his kids were treating her terrible. So yeah, all the bad stuff that happened to Seeley, he let others watch that. But when kids shook Avery, he had a problem with that and walked out the movie. To me, that's crazy. And he probably didn't see the first one. The remake, the first one, but they turned it into a musical. So you get the same scenes as the first one, but as singing with it this time. Yep, they're singing with it this time. And all these things that's going in the news. There was something I wanted to. So we know that Jonathan Majors, the interview with ABC, or I don't know if he did it with Gayle King. I think he did it with Gayle King. And in that interview, he said that Megan is his Coretta, and he caught backlash for that because there was video footage of him saying that basically the same thing to the white chick. He got in trouble about that he wanted her to be like Michelle Obama. And well, Bernice King, something to say, stop using my mother's name. She was more than just my father's wife. You know, then it got put into the perspective. I was watching, TGI, they talked about that. Put in a perspective as he's probably using Coretta's name as meaning that he want a strong woman by his side, how Coretta was with Martin Luther King. That's what he meant, but it didn't come out the way he meant it. And I won't say a fun fact, but a fact I just recently found out. I didn't know Tootsie was owned by the owner of Fox News. I did not know that Tubi was owned by the owner of Fox News. Because Roland Martin did a deep dive. Yep, Roland Martin did a deep dive, and he said black folks, you know, getting into Tubi is how he made his money start Fox News. Yep. Let's see. Let me see if I can. I'm going to pull up video and play it for y'all. So here's what he said. So just give me a minute here. I watched it. I think yesterday I watched it. Before Roland Martin was going on, because everybody's going to Tubi, putting their movies, so if they're getting their own independent movie, they're getting them put on Tubi. And, you know, we go watch shows and stuff through Tubi, so we're making movies owned by the creator of Fox News. So I'm a up the video so y'all can see, hear what I'm talking about. Let's see. Oh, Lord. Okay. I'm trying to find the footage. Because I watched a lot of videos before that one. I mean, I'm trying to, where is the video? Okay. Okay, let me go. Trying to find it, y'all. I don't know where it's at. I never watched it. Trying to find it so y'all can hear. What? I'm trying to find it. Oh boy, a lot of stuff on YouTube. I tell oh crap. Okay. I'm trying to I found it. It took me a minute. I scrolled past it. But here we go. I'm gonna listen. Okay, it's commercial in the beginning. Okay. Skip.
I'm trying to sit down. And I was going to do this in a couple of weeks, but Greg said something there that I just got to do this right now.
Can you hear
me? Y'all, remember, Living Color. How many of y'all remember Rock? How many of y'all remember South Central? Okay. Guess who owned that network? Just come on. Rupert. Explain to y'all. We got Fox News. Okay? Launch Fox Podcast. They put on black content. We run. Do y'all know why? There is AFC and now Apple Time Show. Because 1 year in color. On their own Super Bowl halftime show, and all these eyeballs left the Super Bowl, and they went over to the color halftime show, and they said, oh, hell no. That's when you got the big time performances, and they turned major champions because they live in color.
Who is this talking? What is this?
Why didn't Wayne and his leave? Because Fox was in a rerun on Fox Nation, dropping down the station value of In Living Color, and they let Wayne produce it anymore because y'all cheating us out of our money. What did Fox then do with the money from black people building up fires? They landed NFL. NFL used to be on ABC, PBS. Monday Night Football was on ABC. Fox offered $1 billion for the NFL rights. That's when it went from CBS over to Fox.
Is that Bill Cosby?
That's what happened after they got NFL. Bye-bye, NFL. Bye-bye, Rock. Bye-bye, South Central. Bye-bye, all of the black. Some of y'all y'all saying, okay, Roland, that's all that history. I mean, you just bring up old stuff. Why are you sitting here bringing up old stuff? What is the raid last year? What have you heard in recent? Man, Tubi? You need to get on Tubi. Tubi, impressive growth with over 74 million monthly active users. Right here. Do y'all know who owns Tubi? Pull the picture up. Who owns Tubi? He does.
Wow. Who owns Tubi?
Rupert Murdoch.
Bill Cosby owns Tubi now, Jared.
Listen to me, black people.
Why is he yelling? He's scared.
We gave him the financial wherewithal to beat the NFL. They get the NFL, build the financial wherewithal to Fox News. Now we're living in a digital world.
Yes, sir.
And what are we doing?
Yeah, can you tell them to stop yelling? He's scaring me.
Content. Please. They dropped it. I see all the Instagram posts, the Twitter posts, movie on Tubi. And guess what? They numbers going up. Black people, you turning into one of the largest, fast channels, which is the digital channel. They're doing it with that content. Look at this. This is how they're competing against Netflix and the rest. Black. Y'all understand that Fox sold its entertainment division to a few years ago for $7+ billion? Fox Studios?
Yeah.
Fox Entertainment? All of their Fox Entertainment assets sold to Disney.
That's right.
They retain Fox News and those assets. So Fox right now building a digital brand on the backs of people. You know what we're doing? We're going Tubi. I'm on Tubi. I understand the desire to have content places. What did Greg ever say in the promo video? Bring your eyeballs home. I've been telling y'all where black balls go, that's where the advertising money goes. Black eyeballs to gossip, mess, entertainment, they gonna sit here and make it rain.
Yes, sir.
Tubi is trying to lock $700 million in ad money, and there's a declining number of dollars from broadcast coming to deal. Tubi said, y'all know how we can here and grow fast as quick as possible. Let's sit here and go after all the Negro eyeballs with ratchet shows, with bad movies. I can't tell you how many group chats I've been in. Tubi. I am I unpacking this in the way I am? Because I've been trying to explain to y'all how media works. We are so powerful with these. And we can generate billionaires and all these other things. What in the hell do we actually do if we choose to say, you know what, I'm going to lock my eyeballs on Negro League. And Negro League is really going to be the major leagues. But you know what we do? We go, they let me be major leagues. And guess what happened? Major leagues took black players, but did not bring in black owners.
Right.
Kobe is saying black talent. Got you. Yes. Feeding the beast. Oh, but man, they paying good for movies. They're paying good money for movies because the black eyeballs are there. There are black platforms that are out there. Do we support them? And and so now, y'all, if you're causing Tubi to explode, what you're doing is making Fox News more powerful. Right. That I'm trying to get us to understand. And it's hard for our to step and understand the media game that's like, stop hearing Reed say in great, you need to understand the infrastructure. See, turn on the radio, turn on TV, ain't no fan. So, who on this? Just like many
people. Yo, I'm going to stop yelling.
I'm sitting here saying, y'all like, man, look at my 401k. Not asking who controls the pension fund and the investment firm that controls your pension fund. What you will understand is one of the big Republican donors in America, Steve Sherman, who is CEO of BlackRock, and they control $1 trillion of capital in this country. You will expect that BlackRock is investing your money. What you are actually doing is funding the man who's funding the Republican Party. Y'all had better understand how this game is working. Greg,
yeah. Here's the piece that I'm grappling with, the big part. The disconnect. There is no debate. We see you, me, Reese, Lauren, Scott, you, everyone who is here. All of the show. We all encounter this. Everywhere we go in the U.S., in the outside this country, I can testify that there is a reliability people associate with this program specifically. Reliability in information, reliability in stories. As you said, you're not going to see anywhere. I sat and watched Eddie Reese Johnson's funeral and because it was streaming here. So on the question of news, they say not the empty content, not the foolish. There is a standard. I listen to at least the shows that black folk have on. We talk about news and commentary. Clay Kane, Joe Madison, Karen. You know, there's a form of reliability there. When folks and Karen sometimes, you know, in many ways, journalism is dead. Why? Because now you got, and there's no shade sharp, shade everybody on. You got people being on news, researchers, journalists who not don't have a background, and the eyeballs are being attracted to this mission with this food. The disconnect for me is while these white nationalists, while these folks like the Heritage Foundation fund billionaires and subsidize the very people that we're subsidizing our dollars, lining up because they have the money to carpet bomb our sensibilities. Christopher with a job to take the president of Harvard, and he got a degree from extension and is down there messing around trying to create a whole new version of a school that was a legitimate university. Got hold of it, a new school. While that's happening on our side, we can watch by the millions Kevin 10 Sharp. We can watch by the millions Gilbert Arenas, whoever else. We can watch by the millions Tommy, whoever else is the flash moment. But when it comes to news, Roland, this is another kind of thing. Where is the disconnect when it comes to us?
All right, so.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back to a new vlog. It's time for my main...
Now, that was Bill Cosby, right?
No, that was Roland Martin.
Oh, Martin Lawrence? Okay. All right.
Not Martin Lawrence. Roland Martin, not Martin Lawrence.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know...
I did not know. I know Rupert Murdoch on Fox News and Tubi. And I know that until Roland Martin pointed it out.
Murdoch.
And said how people making him money.
That's the guy
so
that got
excited.
In trouble, isn't it? That's the guy that got in trouble, killed his wife, right?
No.
All right.
Like I was saying, we get so excited because we're independent filmmakers and we make a movie. And on Tubi, we get so excited and say, my movie's on Tubi. Or Tubi, watch one of my favorite movies. Not only.
So is he saying Tubi is a lower grade of television? Is that what he's saying? It's kind of a lower grade of television?
No. So, being that he owns Fox News, the money he's making from Tubi, he's going. We're funding Tubi. He's going to keep running to fund news.
Well, I mean, there's some pretty decent shows on Tubi.
It doesn't matter. Without us, there would be no Tubi. That's what Roland Martin is trying to, the point he's trying to make. Without us, black people, be no Tubi. Because we don't want to, who's really watching too. So we're putting money in his pocket so he could keep funding Fox News. If we say, hey, I know who Tubi, I'm not going to watch Tubi. You're going to wind up watching it because someone's going to say, oh, I got my movie up on Tubi, and I want you to watch it. And what do we do? We down Tubi, and we go watch it. Yep. That's right. We need to start supporting our own. We need to start supporting our own.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's not going to be on a continual basis. And see, that's the problem with you people. You all do not stick together long enough to do anything. Now, Heartthrob from the 80s, you know, we stick together. We still go out and tour. We're still making money, you know. But people don't want to do anything long enough, and that's the problem. It doesn't matter the color. You get a group of people that has the common goal of working towards something, and then you got something good. But then you got those people that start, for instance, New Year's. Today's the 16th. People have made resolutions to go to the moon, but they won't even go outside to make realistic goals and set them and try to accomplish them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're doing something. Hello.
I'm listening to you. We do stick to it, not on everything. That's because of the past, of why we don't. It's the only reason why, because white people got black people thinking that they trust each other. Because if you think about it, if you think about all the people that have their businesses, their clothing line, or whatever the business is, their friends always asking for discounts, but when they go to a white establishment, they're not asking for discounts. They pay whatever the price is for the item. And it's like,
well, that's how it's always been.
People, they always discount, but they don't want to pay for
the
price.
They
like
don't
want to
look,
the white establishment.
They're not going to get discounts. They won't. Hello. They're
go
not
ahead.
Going to. Heartthrob is talking right now. You've been talking the whole damn show. Okay. Now, the difference is people want to get discounts, okay? They want to get discounts, but they'll go everywhere else and pay full price. Now, you can't make money if you're discounting everything.
You're right. You can't make money that way.
Yep.
What people want. They ask their
I don't give a damn what people want. Look,
want that
I tell you what. I tell you what. Listen here. Trying to get a LeVar Spiegelman hoodie at a discount. Not going to happen. You're not going to get a LeVar Spiegelman hoodie at a discount price. Not going to happen. You're not going to get a long sleeve at a discount price. Because LeVar Spiegelman hoodies is made of quality. It's not none of that James Evan fabric. Okay? Good
what
quality.
I've never heard of James Evan fabric. What is that?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's not James Evan's fabric. I've never heard of that.
Meaning it's not cheap. Not cheap.
Okay.
Good quality. Good quality.
Okay.
You're listening to Heartthrob and Road Radio.
This is Heartthrob and Road Radio.
That's what it is, right?
It's not Heartthrob and Road Radio.
Well, what is it? What's the name of the show? I don't know.
It's Six and Road, as it always ever be. It's not going to be anything else but Six and Road.
I told you that he was fired. I'm here now.
You can't fire the person who owns the station. You can't fire them.
Why not?
You can't.
Well, I'm here now.
And I mean Jack. That don't mean Jack because you're here now.
Well, he might not be back for the rest of the year. So, everybody, this is how it's going to be every Tuesday. So, get ready. Heartthrob and Roadshow.
No. No, there's
yeah.
No Heartthrob and Road Show. It's Six Road, like I said.
I don't like it.
Not my problem.
It's a new year. Oh, yeah.
So I want to ask the, well, I'm the only on the unless Nikella's with us.
Let's get some of my fans on the phone. Hold on. Let me get some of my fans on the phone. Cause...
So, a young lady, this video was creating TikTok. A young lady was proposing her boyfriend got the ring from Pandora, the jewelry store Pandora. It wasn't a big ring, but people were saying, there were a lot of people in her comments saying congratulations. A lot of people in her comments saying, I wouldn't accept the thing because it wasn't a big diamond. And some people say, you know, he got what he can afford. Well, I agree, he got what he can afford. I'm sure
as they're married,
as it progresses, he will out the ring, get her a bigger ring. But as of right now, he only got what he can afford. She said yes. And a lot of women are saying they will say yes because of how small the ring is. Why is ring your love for a man by a ring?
Guess what? They will be single for the rest of their lives.
That's what I want to know. Why are you measuring your love for a man by a ring he gets you?
Because that's how you women were raised.
No. You can't say all women.
Well, you guys are
Listen,
from the time you're born, you're taught to get a man with money. You're taught to marry a prince. You're taught to, you know, you never let the man work up to anything, you know. And not all, but a lot of people, they don't let the man work up to a nicer ring. They want the ring that you got to get a wheelbarrow to carry it around in, you know. That damn ring doesn't mean anything if the love is not there. Now I'll get her a goddamn twist tie and see if she likes that.
This man got what he can afford.
And if she doesn't like
it. As his woman, if he proposes to you with what he can afford, if you love this man, your answer is going to be yes, regardless of the size of the ring.
You're damn right.
No man wants a materialistic woman. No man wants a materialistic woman. No good man wants a materialistic woman. She's not going to like anything he buys her because she's materialistic.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy her a goddamn thing.
If you want a materialistic woman, you buy her a pocketbook, and if it's not either Gucci, Louis Vuitton, or Chanel, going to accept it because it's not one of the expensive brands. It's a brand she may not know of. No, your man wants to buy you something, or your husband, significant other, buys you something. He's doing it from the heart. Whatever he gives you is from the heart, and there should be no complaint about it. Because if you love this man, be happy with what he gives you.
Oh yeah, you're right. But a lot of people aren't like that. You know, at the end of the day, it's the love that damn the ring. You know how many people have rings?
It's more about the love than the actual.
Do you know how many people in my family have rings and are being not treated nice? The ring doesn't mean nothing if you're not taking the person serious. It doesn't mean a thing. You got her a nice ring, but you're at the bar drinking, and you're not spending time with her. Does that make any goddamn sense? No, it doesn't. And this is the heartthrob from the 80s.
For me, I would be okay with it. I'm not all about the expensive, you got to give me a 10-carat or a 15-carat ring in order for me to be happy. You can afford this fine with me. Whatever you can afford is fine with me. I'm not materialistic. I can go to Walmart into the clothes section and buy a pair of jeans and shirt and some news from, I could do that at Walmart. There are people who will shop at Walmart but won't shop in the clothes section. Clothes, it has to be name brand. And if it's not name brand, they're not wearing it. That's like, oh, nice sweater. I'm not wearing it because it ain't Gucci. You can't even afford Gucci. You don't have money like that to afford Gucci. So what makes you think that I'm going to come out of my pocket and buy Gucci? If you can't buy it for yourself, you think your mate should be buying it for you? If you can't buy it for yourself. If you can't buy it for yourself, why should your mate be buying it? Y'all should be focusing on building a future together, making sure you're getting on a strong foundation instead of what a person buys you in the relationship or how much money they spend on you in the relationship. Y'all should be making sure you're standing on a strong foundation. Because if you're not standing on a strong foundation, at any moment it can crumble. At any moment, it can crumble.
Uh-huh. So what else did we talk about? You know, they had the war in the Middle East. Over 2,400 Palestinians have been killed. And, you know, this is all over land. That doesn't make any sense. I just want all this killing and wars to stop. That's my prayer, but that it just stops.
I'm going to stop until they give up the land. Until they give up the land, you can have it. It's not going to stop.
All they have to do is divide the land. That's it. If they divide the land, everything will be good.
They're not doing it. They don't want to share. It's all about sharing. They would have never gotten to this war.
Huh. All right, what's next? What are we to what's next?
It's almost not time to say goodbye to the listeners.
Damn it, this is the heartthrob from the 80s. We're going till 11:30.
No, we're not. I have another show to do. No, we're not.
All right, so what are we doing on that show?
I'm playing music on that show. Why are you worried about what's going on in that show?
Well,
I
can sing for the listeners.
No.
You know, heartthrob from,
no.
No? So I can't sing?
No.
Well.
Oh, boy.
No?
No. I need you to sing. I'm good.
Well,
The Emmy Awards were just this past Sunday, and I want to say congratulations to Nisha Nash for winning an Emmy. Congratulations to Kiki Palmer for winning an Emmy. So far, that's only I didn't watch it, so that's the only two I know so far who won an Emmy. So congratulations to them. You You know, Niecy Nash gave her acceptance speech and thanked herself. So, yeah. We'll meet next Tuesday with another show on the road. You can always join us by calling 845-277-9356 or 424-243-9617. And you can always give your opinion on the topic we discussed. I appreciate everyone that's on the phone line now that is listening in.
Thank you. Thanks for listening in, and we'll catch you next Tuesday for the Heartthrob in Road Radio. We'll see you tomorrow.
There's not no Heartthrob Road Radio. It's not.
Well,
we'll see that.
That's the new name, so we'll see you next Tuesday. It's the Heartthrob. I'm gone. Good night.
Hey, baby. Be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
The best goddamn radio station in the nation, Six Eyes Radio. Love it. Good night, America.
We appreciate you as always for tracking with us on Road to Radio, 6 Hours Radio. We're going to keep you the program tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, is Kids Bible Study with Missionary Ken. And we have at 5 p.m. the Adult Bible Study. Missionary Ken. And if you want to tune into that, the number is 424-243-9617. The Ken Bible Study. Don't know the station number offhand.
Oh, that number. 515-605-9340. And this is the Heartthrob, and I'll be there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be back tonight.
Yeah, so we'll catch you tonight on the
experience.
Show.
I'll be back tonight.
With the Heartthrob.
With the experience. Another but the best in indie music.
The best in indie music. The Heartthrob. I'll be there. I will be singing tonight on the show. So you all tune in. I can't wait.
No, you will not. There will be no
Heartthrob
on tonight's show.
Yeah, I'll be there. The Heartthrob.
No.
Got to get ready for the show. See you guys in a little bit.
There's Heartthrob.
Heartthrob gone.
There will be no Heartthrob on the show. So if you tune
in
tonight.
I'll see you all later.
Okay.
And
on World of Star, I was looking for the artist to submit music and on the station, and you can reach us by 2-0-1-3-9-0-1-4 or hit up through email at roadstar2 10 at gmail.com. I'll see how to get your music played. You play genres, so it doesn't matter what genre you perform, you play your genre. Yep.
All right. I got to get ready for the show.
Tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is the promotion of business show. Artists, anyone wanting to promote can call 845-977-9356-845-279-356. You got going.
So I can call in tomorrow and promote my album?
I don't care.
And can I promote my chicken recipe?
No.
You, God damn it, didn't you say it's to promote your business show?
What are you promoting before? You got a cookbook out?
My Uncle Bradley, good motherfucking barbecue. I took that spot over.
Okay, then.
I'll be there tomorrow. Same. Good motherfucking barbecue. So I'll see you all tomorrow. Gotta go.
And then good night, everybody.
Gotta go.
Bye now.
Gotta go.